Buenas tardes a todos. Antes de nada, me gustaría dar las gracias a todos los presentes por acompañarnos en estas primeras jornadas informativas sobre grandes personalidades políticas del siglo XXI organizadas por la Facultad de Ciencias Políticas de la Universidad de Montevideo. Igualmente agradecidos estamos también a la Asociación de Estudiantes de dicha facultad por su gran ayuda y su gran equipo de voluntarios, sin los que la organización de esta iniciativa habría sido prácticamente imposible. Como pueden ver en el programa que les hemos hecho llegar, cada una de las jornadas estará destinada a un continente. Para empezar, esta tarde nos centraremos en el continente africano y vamos a empezar hablando del sur de África y concretamente del caso de Zimbabue. Para ello, tenemos el gran privilegio de contar con el saber y la experiencia del profesor Tatenda Mpofu, catedrático de Ciencias Políticas de la Universidad de Zaragoza. El profesor Mpofu es originario de Zimbabue, pero lleva muchos años viviendo en España después de haber pasado también largas temporadas en Francia. Profesor, muchas gracias por haber accedido a estar esta tarde aquí. Puede empezar su charla.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am really honored to be part of this sessions on African politics and to be able to speak to you a little bit about my country, even though I will be touching on a particular aspect that is not the most attractive nor one I am proud of. In terms of Zimbabwean politics, there is a name that comes to almost everyone's mind when we speak about Zimbabwe, and it is surely the controversial political figure Robert Gabriel Mugabe. The person who basically dominated Zimbabwean politics for nearly four decades. I will start by talking about Mugabe's early life. Following that, I will briefly describe his political career that led to his election as Prime Minister of the country in 1980. I will then move on to some general characteristics of his many years in power. Then, to finish up, I will describe the way his political career came to an end in 2017. Mugabe was born in 1924 to a poor Shona family in southern Rhodesia, and his first work was as a school teacher in southern and northern Rhodesia and Ghana as well. Infuriated by white minority rule of his home country within the British Empire, Mugabe supported Marxism and joined the first generation of African nationalists aspiring to an independent nation led by the black majority sentenced by sedition. He was imprisoned between 1964 and 1974. After his release, he fled to Mozambique, where he established his leadership over the political party ZANU, Zimbabwe African National Union. ZANU had been created in 1963 while Mugabe was in prison, when the then main black nationalist organization in southern Rhodesia, ZAPU, Zimbabwe African People's Union, split into two groups. The split away group was the Zimbabwe National African National Union, which recruited members from most of the Shona regions, while ZAPU mainly enlisted from the Ndebele-speaking regions. From July 1964 to December 1973, the Rhodesian Bush War, also called the Zimbabwe War of Liberation, took place in the unofficial country of Rhodesia, in what was basically a civil war. The end of this war was reached by the signature of an internal settlement in 1978 and led to the approval of universal suffrage in 1979. It also meant the end of white minority rule in Zimbabwe, renamed under a new government of black majority. However, this new order did not get international recognition, and so the war continued until the signature of the Lancaster House Agreement in December 1979, that finally put an end to the war and the country returned temporarily to British control. In March 1980, General elections were held under British and Commonwealth supervision, and the party, ZANU-PF, led by Mugabe, won. Mugabe became Prime Minister of then-renamed Zimbabwe on 18 April 1980, and the country finally gained international recognition for independence later that year. Mugabe's administration, among other measures, expanded healthcare and education. He also reached an agreement with North Korea President Kim Jong-un, under which the North Korean military would train their so-called Zimbabwean 5th Brigade, directly subordinated to the Prime Minister's office. Pursuing decolonization, a very controversial part of Mugabe's mandate was related to his plan for redistribution of land owned by white farmers to landless blacks. Frustrated by the slow progress from 2000, he backed black Zimbabweans to repossess white-owned farms by violent means. As a consequence, the food production in the country ended severely impacted, which resulted in a big economic decline, famine, and Western sanctions. Opposition to President Mugabe was raised. He was nevertheless re-elected in 2002, 2008, and 2013 through campaigns characterized by violence, electoral fraud, and nationalistic appeals to his rural Shona voter supporters. In 2017 was the year Zimbabwe saw the political end of Mugabe's career. While he never acted alone, Emmerson Mnangagwa, the current president of Zimbabwe, was his faithful companion for over 50 years. In November 2017, Mugabe sacked Mnangagwa as his first vice president. A few days later, on 15 November 2017, the Zimbabwe National Army placed Mugabe under house arrest, and on 19 November 2017, he was sacked as leader of the ZANU-PF and Mnangagwa appointed in his place. The party then gave Mugabe an ultimatum. He had to resign by noon the following day. Mugabe refused to do so, and ZANU-PF deputies introduced an impeachment resolution on 21st November 2017. Mugabe and his quite also problematic wife, and at that time his most likely successor, Grace Mugabe, managed to negotiate a deal before his acceptance of resignation. Thanks to it, Mugabe and his kin, together with his business interests, were granted impunity, and he would also receive a reimbursement of at least 10 million. Loved and hated to an equal degree, he died on 6 September 2019 in Singapore, where he had been receiving medical treatment for the last months. His death put an end to an era in the country, for on the one hand, Mugabe was acclaimed as a revolutionary hero of the African liberation struggle. On the other hand, nevertheless, many voices accused him of being a dictator, responsible for widespread corruption, economic mismanagement, human rights abuses, crimes against humanity, and anti-white racism. Since the turn of the century, an appalling deterioration of general living conditions has forced several million Zimbabweans to go into exile. Back in the days, my homeland was one of the richest and best-run countries in the whole African continent. I really hope things will change and we will soon have that again. I thank you for your kind attention.
Muchas gracias, profesor Mpofu. Ha sido una charla extremadamente interesante y le quedamos muy agradecidos por ello. Estoy segura de que todo el mundo en la sala había oído hablar de Robert Mugabe, pero seguramente desconocía muchos de los datos que nos ha proporcionado usted. Antes de dar paso a la ronda de preguntas, que estoy segura están todos deseando iniciar, me gustaría informarles de que el señor Mpofu ha accedido a acompañarnos, casi a modo de guía, al Museo Africano que se encuentra, como todos saben, en la Plaza del Comendador, a unos escasos 200 metros de aquí. Los interesados en realizar la visita pueden acudir a las 7:30 de la tarde a la puerta de entrada del edificio, desde donde caminaremos todos juntos hasta el museo. Allí permaneceremos durante una hora y luego volveremos al hotel, donde se servirá la cena a las 9:00. Muchas gracias de nuevo, profesor Mpofu. Demos paso a la ronda de preguntas.